For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Is this on?
She thought she put me down by giving me the name Dewdrop. Well, I like that name. That's who I am now. I'm Dewdrop. And the next time I see Eva Marie, I'm gonna Dewdrop her.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano along with Eric Slamilton Hamilton. We have some breaking news right away from the podcast.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
What's Wrong With Wrestling has just re-signed Joe Pisano to a five-year deal.
What?
Hit the music.
Uh-oh.
Hit the music.
Oh.
There he is.
Can you please slide down?
No.
I don't know how you didn't see Joe there.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Yeah. I mean, there's a...
I was hiding all the way down the hallway.
Right there.
Yeah, all the way down the hallway.
Oh, what a difference a day makes. A
few weeks.
Look who's back, baby! And I've got the Brock Lesnar deal. I only do 8 shows, and I get paid the most, right?
What a son of a bitch.
No? Is that... No. No.
Damn it.
It's not.
No,
by the way, you got to get that deal, Eric.
By the way, Eric, you're also taking a pay cut.
Well, Eric, something had to change, and they had to come up heavy. No, glad to be back. I had to take care of some stuff, but here I am, and the boys are back, baby. Yeah. So good to be back.
Good to be back. So by taking care of some stuff, we sent you to rehab.
Yes.
For wrestling.
Yes.
You were just... OD'd on wrestling.
And I gotta say, guys, the few weeks I've been gone, wrestling's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Huh? Has it? Has it now?
I get to watch it and fast forward now.
Yeah.
It's only 15 minutes of my week right now.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Pretty great.
It's not bad.
For every show.
Yeah.
15 minutes every show this week.
Yeah. All the shows. It's just 15 minutes.
You're like, I watched Becky Lynch's promo on SmackDown.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then on Raw, I watched nothing.
Right.
Basically, yeah, something like that.
I
can't wait until December when we take the 2 weeks off again like we did last year.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to be a yearly thing.
That's a great idea.
Oh, that's the best.
Anyway, let's get into it.
Uh-huh.
CM Punk. All right, so...
What a difference a day makes.
Oh, you're
Joe just found out yesterday that he's been off the...
I've been watching.
He's been off the grid.
I've been in Alaska. All right, let's just say it. Been in Alaska.
He unfollowed every wrestling Instagram.
I was on an expedition, a wrestling expedition in Alaska.
Yeah. You were trying to find CM Punk.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, he already returned.
You know, I'll tell you this, just my opinion, and I'm sure you've covered it, but like the way they did it, I think was perfect. Fans are chanting his name.
Yeah.
Let's just get right to it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the music hits and everyone's just floored because no one really knows, even though people know.
Yeah.
They did it. This is how WWE should do things. No one says shit, but you kind of know, right?
Right.
Isn't that the best kind of return?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, yeah, we were always like, CM Punk should come out at the Rumble. The Rumble's not big enough for a CM Punk return.
It's true because, like, and obviously they don't have a Rumble, but my vision was that he interrupts Kenny Omega. But the whole problem with that is, like, he does have to explain himself.
Yeah.
It's been 7.5 years.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, he can't just interrupt a wrestler and be like, I'm fighting for a title, even though that's what I imagined. But no, like, this was perfect. Even Jim Cornette was like, it's not how I would have done it, but it was better.
And yeah. This is, I guess, maybe 7 years Vince can't sue. Because he had, like, his name, his logo, his music. Like, it was pretty...
Well, I think when he renegotiated with WWE years ago, he got
his
that.
Name.
He
that makes sense. Name. And obviously the music is not WWE's.
Right.
Right.
But, like, his, like, thing, it looked just like his WWE
it's
shirts.
Exactly like it, yeah.
So that's crazy that they were able to do that. Again, maybe the statute of... I don't know. Yeah. I don't... Limitations.
Well, and the lawsuit, because he also sued them when they put him in the video game after he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to make a new merch deal because they sold like the rest of the merch that they had for him at the time.
Yeah,
it's all on Colt Cabana's podcast from 7 years ago.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, All Out is this Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the big Darby Allin match.
The big Darby Allin CM Punk match.
Ooh, you could be Andy No Belts.
That's right. I could. God. Mm-hmm. Such horse shit.
Don't I have like all of them?
I had all of them. Yeah. Oh. And I lost them again, just like last time.
I'm the pay-per-view prediction champion.
Okay.
Josh is the NXT champion.
Oh, a takeover, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm humiliated.
Gosh. Josh. You had all of these.
I had all of them.
Josh won takeover because of one question.
Yeah.
Wait, did you fill it out?
No, he didn't. I forgot to.
That's he tough. Was supposed to.
That's tough. Only Josh can.
Yeah, because I put, does Cameron Grimes come out as a, or does Cameron Grimes dress as a butler? I put no, he put yes. Grimes came out as a butler, but then ripped it off immediately.
Came out as a butler.
And then why did you beat me? That was also like by a point. Yeah. Oh, it was because I said Biggie would cash in.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That was. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a shame.
Right. Yeah. So
I see you guys
lost
got
both
Becky.
Titles by like
a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. One point each.
Wow. Yeah.
So, got to hold on to my All Out one or the AEW one. We'll see this Sunday. But yeah, we're going to get into SmackDown of Raw. First, we have to thank a new patron. Thank you to JJ Dirty. Yeah.
JJ Dirty.
Real name. Yeah.
JJ Dirty. Go to patreon.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. $5 a month gets you everything, all the brackets, the NXT AEW recaps, all the pay-per-view recaps, classic episodes of Raw, SmackDown, and other WWE pay-per-views. We were going to do SummerSlam 2005. We're going to recap that. We're actually going to do that next week.
Mm-hmm.
And to make up for it, because we didn't have one for August, because August was a busy month with SummerSlam and all that shit.
Yeah.
We're going to do 3 bonus episodes for September, just for you guys.
Yes.
All right? So that's SummerSlam 2005 next week.
Fantastic show,
I think
by
we're
the
also...
Way.
Yeah? Except for the ending.
Well, yeah. I mean, a
pretty
lot
good,
of...
except for the last
match.
Let's
get into it next time.
A lot of the matches were really good.
Right. And then we have other brackets that a bunch of fans have made for us, so we'll get into some of those.
Yeah.
And then also want to thank Brooke Moss for buying a t-shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. She bought the logo, which, you know, what better way to show your What's Wrong With Wrestling pride than the logo.
With all of our lovely faces.
Exactly. The logo. So thank you very much, Brooke. You can get those shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling for just $19.99.
Might be coincidence, the same place they sell CM Punk shirts. So,
yes, they did this. Like we said, the site did crash because of our shirts, not CM Punk's.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, so SmackDown opens with the man, Becky Lynch.
Uh-huh.
Pat McAfee has COVID, so they replaced him with Corey Graves and Kevin Owens, which just goes to show you how sad that is. Kevin Owens is now like Samoa Joe. They just put him on commentary because they have nothing for him. How sad is that?
It's at least Samoa Joe is injured. This is like when Macho Man still had like 5 good years left. And they're like, right. Hey, just take over some announcing.
Yeah, and the story goes Macho Man really wanted to fight Shawn Michaels. And Vince was like, ha, 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 no one wants to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they did fight at some point,
breaking
right?
news, Joe is they quitting fought. The show.
Yeah, I think it was like a squash match. So, whatever. Becky tells the fans, I missed you guys, and she cuts her first promo since May of 2020.
When I had to give up my Raw Women's Championship a year and a half ago, that was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do. And not just because I was giving up a title, but it felt like like I was giving up my identity and my life as I knew it. And I promise you, I have been working every day since to get back to where I once was. But now I do have a new life, and I do have a new set of priorities. And if you think that I was dangerous before, when I was just fighting for myself, you have no idea about how deadly I'm about to be. Which brings me to SummerSlam. I hear you. There has been a lot of controversy about my return, a lot of people talking about my actions and saying that I was underhanded. And all right, I would like to take this time to say that I am sorry. For absolutely nothing!
Classic.
Heel? Or like Stone Cold kind of heel. Like, I'm so popular, it doesn't matter.
Right.
No, she's supposed to be a heel.
I like that she said that. Well, we'll see. They go kind of back and forth on this.
Yeah, and then
she says, I missed the fans, you know.
Right.
And then after that, she talks about how hard she's worked and, you know, she's coming back and she's not going to miss an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know.
Could you even be heel? You don't come back and go right to heel. You got to ride the wave a little bit.
They do, though, sometimes. Like Seth Rollins did.
Yeah.
When he returned and he beat up Roman Reigns, everyone loved him. And then he's like, did you miss me? And we're like, fuck yeah, we did. He's like, yeah, well, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
Verbatim.
But he left
we'll
the heel,
see.
Too,
it's, right? I don't know.
Yeah, right. But so we'll see what they do. But Bianca Belair comes out, and she tells Becky, if you think I'm okay with what happened at SummerSlam, girl, uh-uh. I feel weird doing that. But she says, I've been the one working too hard and too long just for you to walk in and erase all that in 26 seconds. And that statement was, like, too real because it was more of Belair saying, I'm mad that WWE booked you to beat me in 26 seconds.
Yes.
Like, she's like, that wasn't cool, you beating me in 26 seconds. Well, then why'd you let her beat you in 26 seconds?
Yeah, right.
And really, it was 5 seconds because the first 20 was them pacing. And then she went for a handshake. Becky cheap-shotted her and then gave her the manhandle slam or whatever the fuck it's called.
The rock bottom.
The rock bottom.
The rock bottom, yeah.
The back bottom.
Yes.
Oh, that would have been better.
Yeah, that is
better. The back bottom.
So Bianca says, you want to talk about timing? I accepted your last-minute challenge, so how about we tear it down for the SmackDown Women's Championship tonight? And then Zelina Vega interrupts because she wants a title shot despite losing every match of her career. And then Carmella interrupts because she wants a title shot despite losing every match that she's had against Belair.
Which most of them have been title shots.
Yes.
Right.
And she doesn't even mention that Becky beat her up at SummerSlam.
Right.
And took her spot.
Right.
Doesn't even mention that.
Nope.
So then Liv Morgan comes out and says, I don't know why Zelina and Carmella feel like they deserve to be in the title picture when they get beat week after week. But Becky, if you're looking for a contender, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Carmella... Please. Carmella starts talking shit to Liv, but Belair interrupts and once again asks Becky for the title match tonight. But Becky says, nah.
Yeah.
And just leaves. So there's your heel. There's your heel turn, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. But Carmella and Zelina laugh at Belair, so Bianca attacks Vega from behind. That's heelish. Attack her from behind.
Yeah. Yep.
Then Carmella attacks Belair, but Liv knocks all of them down out of the ring and... When we come back from commercial, we have Bianca Belair versus Carmella versus Zelina Vega versus Liv Morgan in a number one contender Fatal 4-Way Elimination match.
I like those.
Money in the Bank.
Might as well throw
again.
In eliminations. Why not? That's so much better.
Yeah.
Just four people beat each other up and one gets
especially because once Vega and Carmella got eliminated, this became a pretty good match.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Belair hits Vega with the KOD. Liv eliminates Carmella with Oblivion. And then after that, Liv and Belair, it was a really good match.
Yeah.
Liv whipped Belair towards the turnbuckle, but Belair hopped on the second rope and spanked herself.
Bust a nut.
That was great. Later, Liv gave Belair double stomps to the back of the head, but Belair kicked out. Liv goes for it again, but Belair moves and hits a spine buster that Liv kicks out of. Liv went for Oblivion. But Belair stopped her and went for a suplex. which Liv countered with her Codebreaker variant.
Yeah.
Belair kicked out of that. And in the end, Belair dropped Liv onto the top turnbuckle and then hit the KOD for the win. We obviously knew Belair was going to win this match.
Right. At least it wasn't like, okay, yeah, sure, you'll fight again.
Right.
And at least, you know, she kind of had to earn it.
And Liv looked good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Liv looked great.
But we know that she's not getting pushed. She never does.
I mean, nope. I would just like to see her versus Becky at a pay-per-view, you know? Sure. At least, like, we know she's not going to win. Just give her the moment to shine, you know?
And she could be that person.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Buddy Murphy when he fought Roman Reigns, where they put an amazing match with Becky, and they go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We really like her now.
Yeah. Wait a minute. We should do nothing with this guy and fire him. That match was great.
Let him go to Impact.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, yeah, this would be a great opportunity to showcase Liv, even if she loses, and have a great match where she kicks out of a couple of things.
Right.
And then you start building her back up, but they don't know how to do that.
It's going to be Belair-Becky at Extreme Rules. I guess Becky will fully turn heel by then.
Mm.
Then after that, Sasha will come back from COVID or whatever is going on with her, and then it'll be them three. And
they still haven't announced anything, right?
That'll be it until the end of time.
They haven't announced anything with Sasha.
No.
She just didn't show up.
No. Right.
And then Mia Yim will finally debut.
Oh, God. That's right. She's still there. Tony Storm's there.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be seen.
No.
Shotzi Blackheart.
Tegan Nox.
Tegan Nox.
All of these would be great people to fight.
They're all gone.
Oh, the great team of Shotzi and Tegan. That's right. No,
Shotzi and Nox.
Shotzi and Nox.
Nox.
Yeah, who beat the champs like six straight weeks.
Yeah.
Before getting a title shot.
Speaking of, that's next, right?
They didn't even.
Again?
They still have not gotten a title shot.
No, they haven't. Not a real title shot, yeah.
Next up, Caleb Braxton tracks down Paul Heyman backstage. She asks him, with Brock Lesnar returning at SummerSlam, where do you stand? And Heyman's offended by this. He says, I stand with my tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Mm. Now, if you excuse me, I need to help the champion prepare for his family celebration.
I've got to powder his balls.
Yes. And then Heyman tries to... Yep. Yeah, this is where Joe and Eric make each other laugh.
How is my back, pussy? Moist.
It's moist. So Heyman tries to open the door to Roman's locker room, but the door is locked. And then eventually the Usos walk out, and Jay says to Heyman, Roman ain't here yet, but you knew Brock was going to be there at SummerSlam, didn't you? And Heyman says, no, why would I tear down everything we worked so hard to build up? And Jimmy says, then why did you send us to the locker room right before Roman's match with Cena? Heyman says, the tribal chief gave that order, not me. But the Usos don't believe him, and they go back in Roman's locker room and shut the door on Heyman.
Mm.
And I actually really like the role reversal.
Me too. Because
Heyman's always treating them like shit.
Right.
But now they get to treat him like shit.
Plus, if Roman's really about family, eventually he's got to put family first.
Right.
And put them over him and be like, oh, you're just... And that's what a heel, like a real heel does.
Yeah.
They get rid of guys like Heyman.
Right.
It's like, hey, thanks for helping me get here.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's what a true heel really does. So really, Heyman should align himself back with Brock
and see
if Roman can run by himself.
Yeah. Later in the show, Roman walks up and Heyman looks afraid. Roman says, I got to open my own door now. And Heyman's like, of course not, my tribal chief. And he opens the door and then Roman says, you coming in? And he's like, of course. I have to, who else is gonna suck your dick? Of course I'll be.
So. Powder your balls.
Powder your balls.
That's so great. Like the
That'd be hilarious. You just see Heyman back, like while commentary's talking, there's no audio in the locker room, but you just see Heyman with some powder, and then Roman's sitting there, and then Heyman just goes down.
And you hear
Oh gosh.
A little more.
Fill up those meaty clackers.
Jesus. Next up, we have Chad Gable versus Cesaro.
Oh, welcome back.
No buttons for that?
I don't know.
Who are you?
We need like a where are you have been. Like there's got to be some.
Where have you been?
There's got to be some wrestling quote where someone's like, where have you been? That we could use on this.
We'll find it.
Fans, this is where I reach out to the fans so I don't have to do the work. Find that clip for me and send it to me.
Mm. Where the hell have you been?
No, Vince's. Well, we have so many. We have 8 Vince soundboards already, but where the hell have you been? When he welcomed us back in Houston.
Perfect.
Seriously, why is that not perfect?
This is going to be
too many Vince's.
All Vince soundboards.
Hey, eventually. And you know what? Yeah. That's okay.
Now he's full. He has that whole row, right?
Yeah, he has his own row.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, maybe there's one we could get rid of on there.
I don't know. They're all pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll see. I got to put Corbin on there, too, because the Corbin one was great as well.
But. Yeah, that can replace Lars.
So, yeah, Chad Gable versus Cesaro. KO suggests that Otis might have just messed up trimming his beard, and that's why he has no facial hair. And maybe that's why Otis is a heel now. Who knows?
Like, you could tell, like, Kevin Owens didn't even want to be on commentary.
Oh, my God, no. He didn't even... he wasn't even that good.
No, he wasn't.
You know he hates
He's been on commentary, and he's been amazing.
Yeah. So, the other day... a bunch of fans tweeted out that, you know, it's been, what was it,
five years.
5 years since he won the Universal Championship. I posted the video.
Eric posted that, too.
Yeah.
So since I witnessed the greatest moment of my life, I think you said.
The most amazing moment I've ever witnessed at a live wrestling event.
Yeah. And I posted the video of us marking out. And Kevin Owens posted a video talking about that, like thanking the fans for reminding him. And he's like... There've been a lot of ups and a lot of downs, surely, but thank you. Like you could see it in his eyes, like him saying through the video, I know it sucks right now.
Right.
Like I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
But yeah. As for this match, Cesaro gave Gable a Hurricane Rana off the top rope and then started swinging him around, but Otis attacked him for the DQ.
Yeah.
And then Otis hit Cesaro with the splash off the second rope. I think Cesaro's already feuded with them.
Right.
Like a couple months ago.
Yeah. Probably.
So we're just doing this again.
When was the last time we saw Cesaro? So, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. I probably should hit the button, but whatever.
That's what you were looking for.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Too many times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outside the arena, Kayla Braxton is waiting for Reigns to arrive, but then Baron Corbin drives up in a brand new car, brand new suit, and a brand new hat.
Surprise,
surprise.
Corbin tells Kayla, you can call me Happy Corbin.
There it is. Remember 4 months ago when we found out that they trademarked
Happy Corbin?
You're like, are you serious?
Wow, this is it. He says, luck is finally back on my side. I'm filthy rich and I'm happy. And if you didn't check his social media, while they were in Vegas, he posted that he won big in Vegas. But then he also posted that he lost it all.
Uh-huh.
But then that post was deleted.
Oh.
And now WWE is just saying Corbin won and never lost.
Never lost at all.
So they like changed it in the middle of it.
Everybody knows social media is not canon, Andrew.
Now it is.
Wow, it always is. It always is.
They're like, you know what? We changed our mind. Delete the post of you at that shitty motel.
Yeah.
So he's rich again. So Happy Corbin comes out to the ring. He's got new annoying music, like slot machines and like.
Yeah, you know.
It sounds like Mario when he hits the coin.
And he always had one of the most underrated entrance songs in the company.
He did.
It was really good.
Yeah.
The Lone Wolf thing was great.
Right. So Corbin throws to a video package that starts with him telling Sarah Schreiber that he only has $35 left. But he took that $35 and kept winning until he was rich again. Mm. He said his wife welcomed him back home. And
so his wife's a gold digger. All right.
Clearly.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's the happiest man alive. And then he asked Big E to come out. And Big E does, and Corbin says, I'm sorry for stealing your Money in the Bank briefcase, but I want to make things right. I want to buy it, so how much? And Corbin offers him
$50,000.
$50,000. But right. Big E turns him down.
He's like, I make that in merch.
Yeah.
In 3 months.
Yeah.
Right.
Corbin says, you're probably just going to cash it in and lose. You know, that happens to people. And Big E says, people like you?
Yeah.
And then Corbin makes one final offer of $100,000. But Big E says, hell no. And then Corbin says, you're going to regret not taking my money. But Big E tells him to leave or he's going to smack the grin off his face. And Corbin leaves.
And I really thought that this whole depressed Corbin, I mean, the way they were setting it up is a freaking face turn.
Right. I know. Right.
Like a wonderful, glorious face turn.
Right.
Where he saves a good guy from getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And the good guy goes, we could be kind of teammates now.
Yeah.
And then, like, he builds himself back up as a face.
Right.
Yeah.
He's been a douchey heel for a long... You've been building this for, like, 5 years.
Right.
Pay it off.
Yeah.
No, now he's just a good... Like, he's just another douchey rich guy.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. They almost had it. They were so close.
So close.
They're so close to gold. That TikTok video that he made was fucking genius.
Great.
Right.
It was like, why isn't this on the show?
Yeah.
This is better than anything on the show. On either show.
Literally anything.
So yeah, they missed it. They were so close though, so close. Mm-hmm. Now he's just the same guy.
Tale as old as time.
Yet so far.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Edge. He says he's moving on from Seth Rollins because he still wants the Universal Championship. But then we have a backstage promo from Seth Rollins, who says he's not moving on from Edge. So this is going to keep going.
Right.
He's like, if I want to work my way to the Universal Championship, then maybe I need to be more like you.
Oh.
Seth's got to get his win.
Of course.
I mean, sure. He's the younger, brighter star.
Yeah, I thought Edge would have won at SummerSlam, and then Seth curb stomps him at the like after the match. Mm. Kind of like Shawn Triple H 02, where like Shawn wins, but Triple H wins the
destroys
war.
Him, yeah.
But no, they didn't do that. No. But so they'll fight at Extreme Rules. They'll fight at Saudi Mania. They'll fight for the next few pay-per-views, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
Next up, we have King Nakamura and Rick Boogs versus the Dirty Dogs, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. And I can't help but like Rick Boogs because my son loves him so much.
Yeah,
fair.
I
don't hate him.
Leo watched this one match with me.
Yeah,
and he was laughing the entire time with Rick Boogs like using Ziggler's leg as a guitar and all that stuff.
You know that that main event movie on Netflix?
Yeah.
You know he's in it and he plays like a cowboy.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
That's awesome.
I mean, we would recap it, but I don't know that anyone cares about that movie. That's the problem.
I know.
Like, if you guys want us to do it one month, we'll do it. But, like, I don't know that anyone cares.
I'll do it.
It seems like the stupidest. It's like the movie where the kid finds Michael Jordan's sneakers. It's the exact same movie.
It is exactly that.
They've done it three times.
He finds, like, Rey Mysterio's mask, right?
Some
luchador mask.
Yeah.
They couldn't even say Rey Mysterio because Vince is probably like, well, Ray will probably be in AEW in a couple of years, and then we can't sell that movie. But, you know, so I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, Boogs hits Ziggler with a pump handle slam for the win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good for Boogs.
Boogs has been getting wins. Last week he pinned Apollo Crews.
Right.
So maybe. Are we setting up like a Boogs Nakamura match here?
Why?
Because he's getting wins. Nakamura's not getting wins.
I know, but that doesn't mean they have to feud.
Yeah.
I think it's setting up a tag title thing for them.
Okay.
Nakamura's going to be double champ?
No way. They're not. They'll not win, but.
Oh.
Or a Boogs goes heel and turns on Nakamura. You can't have Nakamura turn heel again.
That would suck. Yeah, no, they probably won't do that. Backstage, Naomi shows up. Where the hell have you been? I'll just do the sound.
That's fair.
Okay. For now.
Yeah.
Naomi tells Sonya Deville, I'm so happy to be the newest member of SmackDown. When's my first match? And Sonya is like,
who are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, I didn't even know you were coming. And honestly, I don't know if you measure up.
No. Oh,
and Naomi.
Ouch, baby. Very ouch.
Yeah. Like, you didn't measure up, Sonya?
Yeah. Like, I mean, Naomi's, you know, she's only like a, what, two-time SmackDown Women's Champion or something?
Yeah. Which really for women is low.
Unfortunately.
Right? It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Most women have at least 3-4 times.
Yeah. She had that glow-in-the-dark belt. God help us. So yeah, Naomi starts listing her accomplishments, but Sonya tells her, I'll think about it and I'll let you know. And like, that's, like, what are the chances that we don't see Naomi for like another few months? Like, they just completely...
Very high.
We'll talk about Raw, but...
They bring her on and then just ignore her for that, for months,
right?
You think?
Well, she's being punished because of the whole DUI thing.
Still?
Like, she didn't get the DUI.
So? Her Someone's husband. Gonna be punished.
That's true.
You couldn't control your husband? You bitch, you're off TV.
What's a wife for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. He's very stressed at work.
I mean, we'll get to Raw soon, but Raw ignored everything they did the previous week for this week. Mm-hmm. And it was hilarious, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Dominic Mysterio versus Sami Zayn. Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
God, that's a lot of that. Backstage before the match, Ray tells Dominic, it's time for you to start winning on your own. So I got you a match tonight. And God, I just watched the SummerSlam 05, and now I'm just thinking about Dominic as an 8-year-old kid.
I know.
But
right.
Yeah.
As the world's biggest Eminem fan.
Yeah.
Bleach-ass blonde hair.
I mean, you know, who didn't have that hair?
Yeah.
Back then.
I wanted to, but my mom didn't let me.
I was an adult.
Yeah. Me too.
He was a little late, though. The Eminem thing was like 2000, I know, 2005. But
that's funny.
But yeah. By the way, he was a better actor then than he is now. He was 8 for that custody match.
Yeah.
And the whole match, he's ringside crying. And like, I'm like, how did they get an 8-year-old to stay in character the whole time?
Yeah. Right. Also, fun fact, the last time he was the same height as his dad. People don't know that. At nine, that he was already an inch taller.
Wow. Trivia already.
Yeah.
So Dominik goes for 619, but Sammy pulled the rope down, and Dominik flies out of the ring. Ray comes out, even though he said he wasn't going to come out. Dominik hits the 619, then goes to the top rope for the frog splash, but Sammy rolls away. Sammy gives Dominik the exploder suplex in the turnbuckle, and then hits the haluva kick for the win. And then after the match, Ray tries to help Dominik up, but he refuses.
Mm. So, like, did Ray do anything to distract Dominik? Like,
no.
He didn't do anything, right?
No.
That's what you thought would happen.
Right.
He comes out, he's like, Dominik, you should jump. You're up there? Now jump onto him.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I know. And then when he jumps, he's not there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know, idiot.
Yeah, like...
It's like Arn Anderson.
Arn Anderson, yeah.
Hey, Cody, put your knees up when he tries to do the splash.
He's got the clipboard. Yeah. He's like, Cody, kick. It says kick.
A kick out of the move.
A kick out of the boys.
Win.
Kick.
It just says win, win. That's my advice as your coach.
I went deep in the playbook for you.
Yeah.
Again, when we did the Madden League, I made my coach Arn Anderson. I was very proud of that.
Great.
Just made him look like Andy Reid, which is what he does.
I'm enforcing this win word here on this page.
The so I guess this will be a Dominik heel turn, right?
That's what it feels
like. Yeah. It'd be cooler if it was Ray, but yeah, it would be a Dominik.
I think it would be cool if it was Ray too.
Right?
But
they'll wait till what? WrestleMania to have this match?
Jesus. To be on the pre-show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Bloodlines family celebration. Before they go out, Heyman tries to hand Roman the Universal Championship, and Roman says, what am I supposed to do with that? Heyman says it's a family celebration, and Reigns tells him, you are family, and I love you.
So he says what?
He says,
I love you.
Yeah.
And he
goes, no, do more.
I don't think you got every square centimeter of my balls.
I love when you powder my balls.
Yeah. So they make their long entrance to the ring. Reigns tells Heyman, make them acknowledge me, and Heyman tells the crowd to do it.
That's funny.
And then Roman tells Heyman to make them acknowledge Jimmy and Jay as the SmackDown Tag Team champs.
And the crowd does. Like, nah.
Nah. But all right. Then Heyman starts bragging about Reigns beating Cena. But then the music hits and out walks Finn Balor.
Brock Lesnar. What?
No. Brock Lesnar? What? Brock Lesnar?
Who are you?
Huh?
Oh, shit. I was going fast. Did I dream that one?
No, he showed up at SummerSlam. Oh, okay. Yeah, he did. But now we're pretending that he didn't show up.
To feud with Cena, obviously.
Eric, you didn't guess Becky or Brock, and you still beat Andrew?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, Becky was like, come on.
I picked Becky. I got Becky.
You got 10 points.
Yeah.
Wow.
So out walks Finn Balor. Balor reminds Reigns that he was screwed out of the Universal Championship at SummerSlam, and he says, I was going to come out here and challenge you for the Universal Championship at Extreme Rules, but seeing as I don't trust anyone around here, I'm challenging you to a match for the Universal Championship next week on SmackDown. Before we can do any contract signing. And Reigns laughs, so Balor throws the mic at Roman and attacks him. The Usos save their cousin. They start stomping on Balor. But then the Street Profits run out and make the save.
Okay.
I guess they just want tag title shots?
Bottom right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess they just...
Who are you?
But double.
I guess they just want tag title shots. That's why they're doing it.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't know what they have to do with Balor, but
Reigns
and Heyman leave, and then Balor hits Jimmy with the coup de grace to end the show. So Balor Reigns next SmackDown for the title, and then he'll lose, and then Lesnar will come out then, I guess. What happened there? Like,
I know.
How do you have Lesnar come out in SummerSlam, and then he's not there the next show? Mm. That's so fucking weird, but...
They're like, go cut that hair. Go shave that beard.
Yeah.
Get rid of those damn sideburns.
Right. It was so obvious the Lesnar thing was like a last minute, like CM Punk reaction thing.
Right.
You know?
It had to be that. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it had to be.
For sure.
Vince goes, all right, Brock.
Yeah.
You win. You should call CM Punk and say thank you.
Yeah.
Here's all the money in the world. Here's all the money I have.
All right. On to Raw. Raw starts with the United States champion, Damian Priest. And every time someone new opens the show for the first time, they always say, I've always wanted to do this. Welcome to Monday Night Raw.
Right. This isn't Saturday Night Live.
That's what I wrote. I wrote, you're not hosting SNL.
Right.
Yes.
It makes, like, everything that's cool about Damien Priest just went out the window when he does that. I know. Always wanted to do this.
Always wanted to do what? It's not a thing.
No.
It's not a thing.
Right.
But whatever.
So Priest said last Saturday, I became the United States champion. Mm-hmm. Did he lose it and win it back at a house show or something? Or?
Yeah. Was he that, must have.
What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We didn't see it, I'm sure.
Priest says he's going to defend the title with honor, unlike that coward Bobby Lashley. Mm. So Priest issues an open challenge, and out comes Sheamus, who wants his title back.
Yeah.
Then out comes Drew McIntyre, because he's never been United States champion.
This is the only title that he's never won.
Yeah, right? What?
Right?
Yeah, he said that. Has he been Universal Champion?
Right, right.
I mean, come on.
Has he been Tag Champ?
Yeah, with Ziggler.
That's right.
Oh, but man. Like, are there any worse choices than these two guys for this title?
So far, 0-2.
Sheamus, again. McIntyre, what?
Anyone else like a world champ? I don't know. Who else would come out?
So then Bobby
Any
Lashley.
Other former world champions?
The three worst people you could possibly pick.
Yeah.
The guy who goes, well, that's a minor belt. I've got the main belt. Right. Comes out.
He just had that belt like 6 months ago. Right. Too, yeah. Lashley.
Yeah.
Lashley MVP comes out and MVP says Lashley's already beaten everyone, so it doesn't make sense for him to have an open challenge. But it does make sense for Lashley to accept Priest's open challenge and become a double champ. Mm. And already we have three interruptions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then Randy Orton and Riddle come out.
Mm.
Cuz this is the only formula WWE knows.
Right. Okay, bro.
Orton says, "I think everything MVP said absolutely sucked." And Riddle said, "Yeah, but not like a Roomba cuz they're supposed to do that."
At least Randy's like doing this now. He's like,
"Yeah, no, he's like covering his mic and
no.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes
who gave him a mic?
Like last
you,
yeah. Last week they were pretty good. They were like the highlight of Raw. But you know, yeah. Orton calls Lashley a greedy son of a bitch for wanting two belts. So Lashley says it doesn't have to be the United States Championship. How about I take your tag team titles? And then Riddle makes the challenge, and Lashley and MVP accept. And then everyone starts talking over each other but it was like in a bad way where no one knew like who should talk.
Right.
Then Adam Pearce and Tony DeVille come out, and they make the tag team championship match official. And they also say Priest will defend the U.S. title against McIntyre and Sheamus.
Hmm.
And then after all that, Rhea Ripley comes. How many interruptions?
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6 interruptions.
Rhea Ripley wants a shot at
Rhea
the
Ripley comes
U.S.
out,
title.
And we go to commercial. And by the way, we were talking about earlier how Raw forgot everything they did last week. Sheamus and Lashley were advertised to have a one-on-one match.
Yeah.
That was set up on last week's show.
Yeah. It was also advertised on, I think, their Instagram, like, either late Sunday or early Monday, too.
Right.
So, rewrites.
You know, Vince showed up and was like,
hang on a second. I just had an epiphany.
And then he injected the storylines with
poison.
Yeah.
So vicious.
So we got Rhea Ripley versus Shayna Baszler. I'm sure we've seen this plenty
rematch
of times, right?
After rematch, at least in after NXT. Rematch, after rematch, after rematch.
We got Nikki A.S.H. and Nia Jax ringside. Before the match, Nia tells Ripley, "I don't know what my partner can do to you, but by the end of this match, I'll have splattered both of you. And later tonight, I'll do the same thing to Charlotte Flair."
Mm.
So great. Baszler dominates most of the match. Nikki gives Rhea some words of encouragement. But then Nia runs Nikki over and gives her a Samoan drop on the floor. This distracts Ripley. Shayna goes for a roll-up, but Rhea counters with her own roll-up, and she wins with a roll-up.
Counter to the roll-up, to the roll-up, to the roll-up!
Yeah.
Yep.
Nia attacks Ripley right after the match and gives her a Samoan drop in the ring. We'll get back to that
later. When she attacked her, like Rhea's head kind of like bounced off the ropes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Ouch. Slightly scary.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Viking Raiders versus Jinder Mahal and Veer.
Mm.
When did they become a tag team?
I mean, they were all friends, right?
Yeah, they're friends.
But
they're
why
friends.
Is this a thing?
Yeah.
Where the fuck did this match come from?
Because if you're like in a faction, right? You can just pick two guys and you're in a tag match.
The Viking, welcome back, Viking Raiders.
Yeah,
and they've been gone. If they say, "Hey, we have an opening on the card," and you're just standing around doing nothing, you're like, us.
Us.
We'll do
so
it.
So Mahal and Veer were
us.
Yeah.
Mahal and Veer were just hanging around. They were like, yeah. And then Shanky. Shanky got out of the bathroom. He's like, what did I miss?
They were like, oh, sorry, bro.
They're like, we have a tag match tonight.
Yeah. Poor Shanky. Jesus.
Poor who?
Shanky.
Thank you.
The Raiders hit Mahal with the Viking Experience for the win. Mm. Mahal takes the pin.
Okay. Mm. Sure.
Strange. I thought the $1 million arm would have taken the loss here. But
the $1 million arm. No, you can't bury him yet.
No.
He's worth $1 million.
Yeah. There's a movie about him. That's what's so fun. Like, I watched that. I'm like, there's a movie about Veer.
Yeah.
Having a $1 million arm that stars John Hamm.
Right.
Yeah. Who finds two pitchers in India.
Yep.
And then it.
That looked nothing like him.
In the movie, it's like, wow, what a great moment. These pitchers are going to pitch in Major League, in the MLB. No.
No.
Veer, like, was in a practice squad and it didn't work out.
Practice squad, yeah.
Or minor leagues, yeah. It didn't work out. And now he's a chopper on Raw.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Oh, the places you'll go.
So next up, we have Damian Priest versus Sheamus versus McIntyre for the United States Championship. McIntyre hits Priest with the Michinoku driver, but Priest kicked out. What a shocker there.
Yeah.
Like, they acted like this was like, holy shit.
Right. Yeah.
Is that his finisher?
A move he's never hit before.
Yeah.
It is now.
Yeah.
Sheamus hits McIntyre with an Alabama slam, but McIntyre kicks out. And I don't know if you know this, guys, but like, if McIntyre didn't kick out there, Sheamus would have become the United States champion because Priest doesn't have to be pinned to lose the title.
Oh. Did they remind us of that? Because I forgot.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
They reminded us. Good. Multiple times. Like three times during this match, they reminded us.
And didn't
that
we
that was
just have
thing.
Like a big advertised triple threat recently where they kept telling us that?
Of course. Every single time.
Yeah.
Priest goes for the reckoning on McIntyre, but Sheamus brogue kicks him out of the ring. In the end, McIntyre hits Sheamus with a claymore, and then Priest gives McIntyre the reckoning for the win. Priest pins McIntyre.
Mm.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I guess because he's got to continue the feud with Sheamus.
Yeah.
And then after the match, Priest and McIntyre shake hands because they love
McIntyre kicked out of a brogue kick, right? What did he kick? What was the first
one? The pump knee.
Oh, the pump
knee. It's a little different.
Yeah. And then he did the white noise off the second rope.
Yeah.
He kicked out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, this was the Sheamus McIntyre match from a couple months ago.
Right.
Yeah. Just with another guy in there doing stuff.
Doing stuff. Next up, we have a digital exclusive from Goldberg on television.
Okay.
How is it a digital exclusive?
All right.
If it's on TV.
Cancel each other out, but
they
whatever.
They tease this. They go, next up, we'll hear from Goldberg. And then it was a video that they released on social media earlier in the day.
That his son, Torque, probably shot on an iPhone.
Yes.
I didn't know if you know, Goldberg's son's name is Torque.
It's Torque now.
I did hear that.
Yeah. It's official. It is official.
Yeah.
We see one. I hope we have Torque on the show one day. That's my.
Sure. Yeah.
Torque.
In AEW, I want Hook Torque.
Hook Torque! We see Goldberg leaving some building, and WWE MZ asks him about his injury. Goldberg says, I have ligament damage and an impending knee surgery. Does that answer your question? I don't really care. And then he acts like he's going to leave, but then he doesn't. He says, what I do care about is that dirty son of a bitch, Bobby Lashley, what he did to my son at SummerSlam. I just left the house. Torque's shoulder is all jacked up. His neck hurts. God knows what a dude that size could have done to my son. So the objective has changed. I'm not coming for the WWE Championship. I'm coming for Bobby Lashley's soul, and I will rip it from his chest.
Calm down, Undertaker.
And then you didn't see, but after this, the Saudi prince called him, and he was like, we can arrange that.
Got it. So he's going to say, it's not for the title, it's personal, so we can beat him.
Right.
And not take the title.
So he's going to beat the champ, but then the champ take still the title. Has the belt.
Yeah.
And that's right. That'll be at Saudi Mania. You know that will be at Crown Jewel.
With the title now. Yeah. Or him versus, like, Lashley and MVP.
Right.
So the title's not on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Me and my son, me and Torque.
Him and Torque. Yeah.
Versus Lashley and MVP. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
No.
Torque pins.
But he says MVP. He has an impending surgery. So,
yeah.
Well, whatever. It's all kayfabe.
Yeah. That's right. Speaking of champions losing, I'm sure in a couple segments we'll cover that as well.
Yeah. Next up, we go earlier today, we see Reggie at some park again.
No.
Telling us that as a kid, he always dreamt of traveling the world.
No.
But now that he's 24/7 champion, that dream's become a reality.
No.
No one fucking cares.
No. I didn't think they could make this championship worse.
This has to be the worst one so far.
It was
too stupid to even make fun of.
It was,
This time Tozawa's in a dog costume. And of course, the big reveal at the end is that it's Tozawa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We didn't fucking know.
Right. No fucking shit. And we get it.
There's only two guys on the planet that give a fuck about this title.
Right.
And it's the two guys that are... Yeah, sure.
R-Truth tosses a frisbee at Reggie, but Reggie catches it. Truth yells, sick him. Tozawa charges. Reggie lightly throws the frisbee at Tozawa. And Eric, you're Tozawa.
Killed him.
Tozawa goes down.
Hated it.
So fucking hard. And then Reggie does more Cirque du Soleil shit and he escapes and fuck this show.
So they're to have us believe that Reggie has some sort of superhuman jumping ability.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they never show the trampoline.
No, but you always can tell when he's jumping on the fucking trampoline.
Because you can fucking hear them.
Yeah.
You can hear the springs.
And he does a jump onto something and then goes. Yeah.
He jumps and then jumps.
Guys, I think you're crazy. And I think we now know he was in the Sin Cara mask the entire time.
Oh, shit.
Because Sin Cara would jump like from outside the ring into the ring.
Yeah. Wow. Sometimes.
Touching the ropes.
Sometimes.
When they
except for the first, his debut.
When they remember the trampoline. Yeah.
His debut. No. He botched his debut.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That was the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Like, oh, well, you're buried forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Next up, we have Eva Marie versus Doudrop. This was another advertised match that didn't happen.
Yep.
Because Doudrop attacked Eva from behind before the match even starts.
Idiot.
Doudrop lays Eva out, hits her with the crossbody, and counts her own pin. And then the ref tells Mike Rome, and Mike Rome says, Eva Marie can't compete. So we're doing this.
Hold on.
To 2016.
Can't compete?
Yeah.
So Doudrop's disqualified for beating the shit out of her opponent before the match.
No. So we're doing this again.
Yeah. Doudrop's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
He could have gotten a legit win.
Right.
If he would have waited three more seconds.
Last week, she's like, joke's on her. I like the name Doudrop.
Yeah. Yeah, and she shorty G'd herself.
Yeah, you could hear her teeth grinding into powder.
She goes, I like that name. I was like, oh, God. God damn it.
Vince is like, you don't see Vince's hand when she says that? I like that name. Yes, you do.
You're my new puppet.
He's like,
oh, you know, I'm just,
I love you. Yeah. She's like, what? He's like, oh, you should have been here during the Attitude Era. You'd be hotter and we would have fucked.
Oh my God.
It's such good shit.
Right.
Yeah. So Vince Doudrop grabs the mic and declares herself the winner, even though she's not. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Karrion the Gimp Cross versus Humberto Carrillo.
What is he wearing? Did you cover this last week?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I think I saw
the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Well,
I've seen it. I saw another one.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Where is Scarlett? She makes the entire entrance.
He's
what?
He's like Shao Kahn from
Oh, that's Mortal funny. Kombat yeah, because movie. He has the mask too.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah, anyways. There it is. Yeah, that's it. That's him, right? That's him.
Oh, my God.
Look at him go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Bad.
Even kind of looks like... Ugh.
Yeah, Cross makes Carrillo tap to the cross jacket, but I think we all know who was actually buried in this match.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's awful. It's just terrible.
What a poor... I mean, come on.
What else is there
Why
to
dress him like an idiot? My God.
Again, I said this last week. He looks like... He's Retribution's sex slave.
Right.
Like, as stupid as they look, he looks stupider. And they're just like, we just fuck this guy whenever we're a little horny, you know?
Yeah. Vince is like, you don't understand. Farouk was over when I put this on Ron Simmons, all right? Get out there.
Oh, my God. That's right. Next
Lions.
Up. Lions. Next up, we have birds. Sorry. Next up, we have. It just comes out sometimes. Yeah. Next up, we have Charlotte Flair versus Nia Jax.
Mm.
Sarah Schreiber interviewed Charlotte backstage before the match, and Charlotte called Nia the Kraken. which is like,
you can't make this up.
Too real. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, they should have already changed the music. She's a monster.
Yeah.
That's
She's
a monster.
A Kraken.
So 8 minutes into this boring match, Charlotte slapped Nia hard in the face.
Yeah.
And it seems like Nia didn't appreciate that.
No.
She was like, don't do that. And then it turned into a shoot at this point. They got into a slap fight, which Nia won, of course.
Yes, of course.
The big, and meaty, then, big meaty paw on that Nia.
She's like, do you remember Becky Lynch's face a few years ago?
Right, yeah.
Nia tried to pick her up, but Charlotte put Nia in a headlock and like gave her all of her weight to stay down. Then Charlotte ran the ropes, but Nia just stood there. And Charlotte jumped on Nia, and they all got all twisted, and they couldn't agree on what to do. So then they both just went down at the same time, and Nia sold it as if Charlotte did something to her, but it looked like dog shit.
Yeah.
Horrid.
And then in the end, Charlotte went for the figure four, but Nia kicked her into the turnbuckle, and then Nia gave Charlotte like a fucking weird power bomb.
Choke slam, power bomb.
Choke slam, spine buster, power bomb for the win.
Yeah.
Shit bomb.
Shit so bomb. This is another thing that last week they were setting up Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm.
This week, Alexa's not on the show.
Yep.
And now Nia beat Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. And new! Clean yeah. pin.
Clean pin.
Nia is now the champion.
Real I mean, hit, she, clean pin.
She really beat her, yeah. She yeah. really beat her up.
Yeah,
right.
But I say let them back in the ring. Just have them both beat the fuck out of each other.
Real fight.
Sure.
Yeah, let them both
get the cat fight.
Get the cat fight. Yeah, well. I don't know if you want to see this one.
Like a cat fight.
But yeah, just let them both beat the shit out of
oh
each other.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that?
That's
yes.
awful.
Yeah.
The horse
what is
face
that,
lady.
Eric? Tell us.
So
Charlotte
Flair.
Oh, wait.
Someone posted this in the group. This was by Chris.
It's a picture of a horse, like a fake horse. With
horse
a,
woman mannequin.
It's a horse woman mannequin with a wig on
fuck
it.
Doll,
with dark
right?
hair.
Fuck doll. Yeah, look
and
at the lips.
So this is Chris Montiero. Said, Vince must be pissed Charlotte dyed her hair.
What are you going to say, Andrew? I heard that. It was coming out.
Well, no, I just went,
That's what it does when you stick anything inside.
Charlotte
of it.
Also recently said in an interview, I'm the only one you could actually call a horsewoman. And it was like, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
That's true.
We're not disagreeing not with you there.
Not bad, lady.
Ask Zelina Vega about that.
Yeah, that's right. God. That was the fucking best. She called her a horsewoman and then apologized to Andrade on television.
Sorry, the four horse faces.
I mean, horse women. Sorry. I know you fucking her.
Which is not canon.
God.
It's so not canon that Ric Flair's going to show up to your match at AAA. And now Ric Flair's showed up at NWA's YouTube pay-per-view or whatever the fuck it was. Did you see who became the NWA champion a couple days ago?
No.
Trevor Murdoch.
Eric? Trevor Murdoch?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Who is it?
What is he, like 52?
He's actually only 40, but he looks 50. Like
he looks
eight.
68.
He was in WWE for like a couple years.
Like Lance Cade
He's
and
like
Trevor
a,
Murdoch.
Yeah, like a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
this
yeah.
was a babyface win in NWA, and they're treating it like he's like the next Dusty Rhodes.
Right.
Oh, he's my just, God, this look, guy?
A fat guy in a Speedo.
This is wrong. He's not 40. This guy's been around since my childhood, I believe.
Like, he's just...
He fought fucking Mickey James' husband, who's like sculpted.
Yeah, and he's had the title for like 3 years.
Yeah.
But yeah... Trevor Murdoch is still just a giant guy in a fat guy in a Speedo.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw, like, the promo. It was, like, title versus career. I'm like, oh, Trevor Murdoch's finally retiring.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
Like, oh this is the God. Best NWA has to offer.
It's like, remember champions used to look like this when NWA was a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if that's the best you have to offer at that point, Billy Corgan, just shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down now.
This is terrible. And people were like, wow, good for Trevor Murdoch.
Good right.
for what? Trevor Murdoch.
So Billy Corgan is the one who's like invested in
He's
that
He's pulling
one.
The strings.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he owns NWA.
Like, wow. How has he not come out and been like, at the next pay-per-view, you guys are going to fight like a rat in a cage?
Yeah, no. Maybe he has. Who knows?
You want to see him like smash pumpkins too?
In a smashing pumpkins match?
Right. All right, next up we have John Morrison versus Omos. Morrison was supposed... This is the third advertised match that they went back on. Morrison was supposed to fight The Miz.
Yeah, what happened to that?
But he says he didn't show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Morrison had the bright idea to request a match against the biggest man in WWE to prove that he's the bigger man, if that makes sense. It doesn't.
Nope.
It does not. So, yeah. Morrison tried to squirt Omos at the start of the match, but Omos slapped it out of his hands. There was a big miscue mid-match where Morrison did some parkour flip off the steel steps, but Omos was nowhere to be found.
He was still running over there like...
yeah. And then Omos wins with his two-handed choke slam or whatever it's
and
called.
And a face only a mother could love.
Oh, no.
But what I don't, what is this?
Ooh.
Oof.
Just a match.
Like, Morrison's a face now.
Uh-huh.
Because Miz turned on him last week.
Right.
And now he gets beat by Omos?
Sure.
What does this have to do with the Miz feud? I don't understand any of this.
Sure, sure.
At least have the Miz pay Omos to beat up Morrison.
Maybe.
It's so easy.
Right, yeah.
These fixes are so simple. Right. They really need to hire
you
us.
You can even, like, film on a cell phone, like... I decided not to show up. I've got a lot of meetings in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I paid someone to take my place. Enjoy. Right. And then Omos comes out.
Now it walks the mummy.
yeah.
Yeah.
And next. You still keep heat on Miz.
Yes.
You still keep Morrison in a face.
Yeah.
Anyways, next up we have Xavier Woods versus AJ Styles. This match was fine, but they've been feuding since fucking... WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And Styles makes Woods tap to the calf crusher.
Yeah, way to not push anyone.
Yeah, so Woods retains his losing streak.
He sure does.
Poor Woods, the one guy that really needs a shot.
I think they just know, like, he's got his YouTube channel, he's doing G4. They're like, he's not all in on wrestling.
Bullshit.
By the way, he recently cleared the air. Up, Up, Down, Down is owned by WWE.
Really?
That makes sense. Come on. He never stopped doing it.
He is going to be like, a host on G4. Yeah. So
now I wonder if like Adam Cole will still be able to be on it because he's on it like every week.
Well, Tyler Breeze is still on it. Well, yeah. So maybe they don't care.
But Tyler Breeze is not a future star of AEW.
It's true. He's not.
Interesting.
Finally, for the main event, we have Riddle and Orton versus Lashley and MVP for the Raw tag titles with AJ Styles on commentary and Omos standing behind him. My question is, why are we still watching MVP wrestle?
That's a good question. Remember, like, when he...
It's a shame that Lashley isn't in, like, a stable with a bunch of other young wrestlers that he could just tag with whenever he wanted.
Right, right. Yeah. They should do something like that.
Yeah. I mean, his move is like the Hurt Lock, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you have a stable that's like the Hurt Guys or like the Hurt...
Hurt Guys.
Hurt Business.
Like a business of Hurt Company. Hold on, we're close. The Hurt something business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's just get
Hurt
rid of them.
LLC.
And do nothing with the guys that were in the stable.
Yeah.
They can still be coming out with them,
nope.
Helping, but let's just do nothing with them.
Right.
It was cool for 5 minutes. That's where they should
have done. I just assume they're on main event every
What
week.
Are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Riddle did his Pele kick to Lashley, but missed by a mile. Riddle hit Lashley with the floating bro and went for the pin, but MVP broke it up by stepping on Riddle's foot. outside the ring, Orton pushed Lashley into the ring post. Then Omos grabbed Orton right in front of the ref, who did nothing.
Didn't care.
Ref saw the whole thing.
Didn't care.
Yeah. Riddle kicked Omos away. Styles goes after Orton, but Randy dropped him on the announce table. And then Riddle hit the floating bro on MVP for the win. After the match, Lashley speared Riddle, and then he goes for the Hurt Lock. But then Orton gave Lashley an RKO to end the show. So I guess it's Orton Lashley at Extreme Rules. Maybe they'll make Orton do double time and he's going to defend the tag titles and fight Lashley.
Yeah,
maybe.
Because, you know, Styles and Omos got to get their rematch. But like Orton Lashley, at least that's like something that we haven't seen since like 2007, I think it was. They had like an ECW pay-per-view where it was Orton Lashley, I looked up.
Mm. Yeah.
But I have no recollection of that because I never watched an ECW pay-per-view. At least the WWE ones, but I guess that's the next match, right? It has to be. He RKO'd Lashley.
I guess so. I mean, they could always.
Goldberg's got to have his surgery, you know. Torque's got to get better.
Yeah, Torque's got to heal.
That's not till Saudi Mania.
Yeah.
But all right, that's all for Raw. So let's give some awards.
All right.
Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Nia Jax.
Nia's bad with the poofy hair.
She's definitely bad. This is the first time I've been back and seeing Karrion Kross, so yeah. I'll choose him.
It's still Kross for me.
I'm not mad at you.
We're only 2 weeks into this version of Kross.
This could become the Karrion Kross Award.
This Karrion Kross variant sucks. We need the original back.
Yeah.
We need the TVA to seriously fix this shit.
Nip that in the butt.
Yeah.
I had best dress. I had Nia. It was hilarious, right?
Really?
That's what she was going for?
Oh,
it was
like awfulness.
Hilarious. Great job, Nia. Right?
I'm lost.
I'm just kidding. I had okay. Liv.
Was this a Joe variant? We have to.
Right. Liv for me.
I had Liv Morgan as well.
Yes.
I had Becky Lynch with the crop top.
Okay. Yeah, showing her stomach.
Their stomach.
Yeah, for sure.
Romance explosion. Worst acting.
I had R-Truth.
Yeah, I had everyone in the 24/7 thing. Like, everyone involved.
I had the dog.
Yeah.
Tozawa was a dog.
Yep. And a shitty one at that.
Tozawa.
Best acting?
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
Welcome back.
Sweep it. Worst comment?
Michael Cole called Finn Balor's move the coup de grace. Hard ass.
Yeah.
I had the Roomba thing that... Yeah.
I heard R-Truth just yelling, sick him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best comment?
Who are you?
Thank you.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
All right. Worst match?
Charlotte versus Nia.
That is correct.
Yes.
Super slow-mo match. Charlotte versus Nia.
That is correct.
Yep. Sweep both.
Best match?
I had Priest versus McIntyre versus Sheamus. It was different. Right. It was a new matchup.
I had Liv Morgan versus Belair. Once it was just
them. You can't do that. You got to
really
include the
it.
Whole match. Though.
Then the whole match. Because the other two were in there for like a minute.
Yeah.
Then it was Morgan Belair.
I think I'm going to go with that.
All right.
Done.
Yeah, that was much better than Priest McIntyre.
Fine.
Worst move.
Frisbee. I have just Frisbee.
Slapfest.
That is, wow, those both, Slapfest you know.
Were both bad. Ugh.
A Frisbee knocks you out.
Yeah.
But it's got to be the Nia, I guess the Nia Charlotte Slapfest sequence and all that horse shit. All
right.
Best move?
Mine was the Reckoning, because McIntyre is a big dude.
All right, fair enough. I had Belair spanking herself. That was pretty great.
Permission to change again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right.
Fucking okay. Sweep it.
Sweep it.
I changed mine.
Worst moment or segment?
24/7.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And then best moment.
Who are you?
Just Becky coming back and doing a promo for the first time in over a year?
Sure, I guess.
Just to throw something in there.
Becky's promo?
I apologize.
Sure.
I guess. Why not?
Welcome back, Becky.
That's fine. That's fine. And like the almost live push?
No.
No.
I'm so blue in the balls
almost,
on that.
Seriously?
So almost. Blue in the balls.
Come on.
We all picked her for Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
What fucking marks we were.
Mm.
All right, breaking news. So Paige here.
Oh.
Oh.
Paige revealed last Saturday that her WWE contract expires on June of next year. She said, who knows if they would want to give me a new contract? Who's to say they would want to? If they did, I'd love to have Twitch as part of the contract.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Here's,
why is she still on the roster getting paid when everyone else is getting released and she can't do anything?
That's funny. That's what I wrote, too.
I mean, like, seriously, why? Yeah, sorry.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you've cut so many people.
So
why
many
are you
good people.
She's not even on TV. You do nothing with her. Why is she still under contract?
We're worried about her running over to AEW and being successful?
Right.
I thought is she hurt or not? If she's not hurt, put her on TV.
She says she wants to wrestle again.
Oh, God.
But, like, here's the other thing. She's not on TV. Somehow she's still under contract and still doing Twitch.
Yeah.
Whereas no one else is doing Twitch.
Right.
So what the
she's
fuck?
She's like, follow me.
No. Why are you paying
her? They're like,
her?
Well played, Paige. Right.
Why are you paying her to do nothing? It's so stupid.
Doesn't make sense.
Also, WWE Network News reported that John Cena will be the next guest on Steve Austin's
Broken Skull Sessions. Mm. I'm going to talk to John Cena. If I have one more match in my career, it'd be against John Cena.
Will it be too goofy, though?
Mm. I'm still waiting for the Lost Kevin Nash episode.
No, that's out.
It is?
That finally came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
watch it then.
These are usually good. WWE Network News has never been wrong about these guests, so that's why I put it in news.
Yeah.
They're always right. Sure. I don't know who they are.
Makes sense. I don't know why they wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Anything else in news?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Asuka posted on her Instagram that she got her new teeth after having them knocked out by Shayna Baszler.
Right.
But the weird thing is she's in like a sling also.
Interesting.
So like, I don't know if she did something to her arm.
Well, so much of those reports that Asuka's healthy and not being used, clearly she wasn't.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of weird. Also, there's some new signings at the Performance Center.
Yeah.
Another ooze.
Oh, yeah?
This one is Jimmy and Jay's brother, Joseph.
I don't even know there was a Joseph.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not Jimmy?
Well,
you said that's not Jimmy and or Jay.
It kind of looks like him. Look at their face. Look at the face.
Yeah, I mean, he's got all the tattoos.
Was he one of the six people they signed in Vegas? Because that tryout, they signed like six people.
It may have been.
Yeah.
This is finally... so remember how there was a rumor that Gable Stevenson was going to be at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
They signed his brother.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Gable Stevenson was at SummerSlam.
Yeah, he was. He was.
The rumors that he's going to join WWE.
So they wanted him there just to get his brother there, I guess. Also, Brady Booker. He was a former football player for University of South Dakota.
Oh, that guy?
Ben Buchanan, son of former WWE superstar Bull Buchanan.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then someone who was trained by Devon Dudley.
Mm. We'll just grab some random people. The son of this superstar, the son of this superstar, this football player, and this Olympic gold medalist. Random people.
Also, some girl who did CrossFit. So, sure.
All right.
Great. Anything else?
Yes. Hmm. Hold on.
Shinobi.
Okay, here we go. So, September 16th, Dark Side of the Ring comes back with the second half of...
December?
September.
September, okay.
Second half of season 3. So, the plane ride from hell.
That's the first one?
Shut
yes.
Oh.
Can't wait.
The double life of Chris Canyon.
Oof.
Blood and Wire, Onita's FMW.
Okay.
I guess it was like a Japan league.
Yeah.
Real explosions, not the
Johnny K9. Who's that? Okay. The many faces of Luna Vachon.
All right, that'll be interesting. I guess Rob Gangrel will be all over that
XPW,
one.
XPW, another hardcore deathmatch place. And then the steroid price.
Read that, read that. Extreme and obscene. Rob Black's XPW, which I went to a show. When I was in L.A.,
really?
Like this was a long time ago,
uh-huh.
Merged Rob Black's passions for hardcore porn and deathmatch wrestling.
Oh.
I need to watch that one.
Okay.
That is hilarious.
And then the last episode is going to be the steroid trials, which is actually going to go into a separate series.
Mm. On Vice?
WWE and Blumhouse TV.
Oh, that's the that's different.
Yeah,
that's going to be the scripted show about the steroid trials.
Where Vince McMahon is the superhero,
which is produced by WWE.
Yeah, basically what they found out in the end was no one did anything wrong.
Yeah,
I mean everyone thought they did something wrong, but clearly no one did anything wrong.
No one
was on steroids.
That's script.
Have you seen Vince McMahon?
Okay.
He works out every day for 30 hours a day.
So, oh,
there's only
God.
24. 24 hours a day. He works out.
Oh,
that's
my God.
So, yeah, that's all the news I got.
All right. Rumor time.
Rumors.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
So, just like Joe's new contract, Fightful reports that Brock's new contract with WWE is for a year and a half and will include 8 matches.
Yeah.
So that's actually more than what Lesnar usually does. Actually.
8 and 18 months?
Yeah.
8 and 18 months.
Usually does like 4 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, because he'll jump on a Raw and have a match like a couple times a year.
He's
and a couple
never had
weeks.
A match on Raw since he's been.
Not on TV, but yeah, but maybe some bonus pay-per-view.
Like a house show? I don't think he does house shows.
He's done some house shows.
Oh, really?
But yeah. Wrestling News reports that WWE is considering making Keith Lee a monster heel.
Apparently he had a dark match and like squashed some jobber in like 30 seconds.
All right.
Why not? Do something
with
him.
Do something with him, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hurt company. Hurt LLC.
Hurt LLC.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. Wrestling and then like in a year you have, or not a year, but eventually you have Keith Lee beat Lashley, you know?
Sure.
Like, be fine.
Right.
Wrestling Observer reports that Braun Strowman looks like he's headed to Impact.
Oh.
It's just so funny that AEW doesn't want him.
He's like, too big.
You're too big. You're too big. Sorry.
Archer's our monster.
Do you want to do commentary?
Yeah, right.
Because
Archer's our monster, and he's 6'4".
Yeah,
right.
You would look stupid.
Well, we talked to Marco Stunt. He said no fucking way. So.
Your leg.
Do you want a job to Marco Stunt? Is that what you're going after? Right.
Because we'll fucking do it.
Like, he's like the one giant right now that's actually any good.
He's you know? All right.
Yeah.
No, when he's booked right, he's
well,
pretty good.
Yeah, if he's not doing the...
When he was...
Choo-choo!
Yeah, right. When he was the monster heel fucking up Roman Reigns.
Yeah, flipping over ambulances.
Yeah. And then Dave Meltzer also says Impact is really trying to go after Bray Wyatt, but he's still most likely going to AEW.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because of course he is. Right. Can you afford him?
Wasn't like... he at the Punk comeback show?
No, that was a joke.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He was somewhere. He was at some like boxing match or something it was revealed that he shaved his whole face.
Right. Mm.
Shaved all his facial hair off.
Pretty
Any
bad.
Other rumors?
No.
All right, then. Any trivia?
Sure.
All right.
Wait, bottom right?
What? Trivia?
Who are you?
You've done none. No one can come up with trivia.
No.
No.
Knuckles. All right, so the WWE Championship at SummerSlam was successfully defended by Bobby Lashley.
True.
Okay. It's been a while.
Okay.
When was the last time it changed hands?
Oh,
At SummerSlam. When was the last SummerSlam it changed hands?
So it's been a while since it changed
hands.
It's
been a while.
SummerSlam.
It's been a while.
What was it? Last year was... Wasn't it like Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman?
Oh, the year before that when Seth won it from Brock.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that was Universal title, right?
Correct.
Oh, that was Universal. Okay, I'm thinking of Universal.
Yeah,
as
WWE
well.
Championship.
Oh.
It's been a little while. Got to think back a little bit.
What's the one you said?
Seth and Brock.
Seth and Brock.
That was Universal.
Oh, so was it when Lesnar squashed Cena? Ooh, all
2014,
right.
7 years ago. Good job.
Oh wow,
7 years ago.
Jesus.
Yeah. So.
And that was when it was. Both belts.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Was it still?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Because that year, Daniel Bryan won it at WrestleMania. He had both belts. Then Daniel Bryan had to retire, so he dropped it.
He just dropped it? He didn't lose it?
No, he dropped it.
Yeah.
He defended against Kane once or twice, then had to drop it. Then it was... Then how did Cena win it? I think... Oh, he... was that him and Orton at the ladder match?
Had to be.
I don't remember.
Had to be.
Whatever.
Think so.
Yeah.
Had to be.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Fan questions. Here we go. AJ Flores, can you tell us more about Hollywood Hogwash and will you include a fantasy football segment? Probably not fantasy football for the Hollywood Hogwash podcast, but no, the details... Can't release any more details, but it'll be coming soon. Ben Van D, I had a dream the other night. I stood in line at McDonald's with Gangrel. He stole my drink and ran away. That's all. That's the dream.
Oh.
That's quite an interesting dream to
have. Were you drinking blood?
Yeah.
He drank blood.
No, orange juice.
Orange juice, yeah. Amir, so was Vince like, keep the mask on. I hate your fucking face now when Sheamus said his nose is good.
Yeah.
That's his gimmick now.
Yeah.
Jason Claver, update number 28. I've skipped a few things, but I'm at WrestleMania 17.
That's good WrestleMania.
After watching Stone Cold's journey, seeing him turn heel and join Vince McMahon was pretty underwhelming. The end of the Attitude Era. Would you scoff at someone who argues that the Ruthless Aggression Era is better? I mean, if they grew up... If they grew up in that time, Ruthless Aggression Era was still pretty great.
Yeah, it was good, but Attitude was way better.
Attitude didn't have Stone Cold.
Yeah.
And The Rock for...
No, Attitude did have Stone Cold.
I mean, yeah, right. Ruthless didn't.
Oh, it's a who's who of wrestling in the Attitude Era.
Yeah. Right.
Outside of maybe like a Hogan and Flair, you have everyone else that became a household name.
Mm-hmm.
Wrestling was so over.
Yep.
You could say, I love Stone Cold. People are like, oh yeah, I know he is.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing now is like... Because WWE's ratings are falling and they're like, no, Roman Reigns is a real star. It's like, I mean, more people knew who Disco Inferno was than Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Pop Culture Junkie, you're stranded on a desert island. Which two male and one female wrestlers would you want stranded with you?
I mean, are we like going to fuck these guys?
Well, I was going to say, like, Alexa Bliss for the female. mm-hmm. and then two of the ugliest wrestlers, so that
guys,
so that you could get
God,
the fuck
the same. I was just right. going to say that.
Well, yes. So like I would have Sasha.
All right,
and then I'd have Steven Regal. Because he's a man.
But then Sasha's going to fuck him.
Yeah, but he could probably build like a house and shit.
Okay. He's a man.
He's a yeah. man. And then, I don't know.
I'd probably do me, Alexa Bliss, I don't know, Pat Patterson and Darren
Young.
He's
dead!
You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Then it's guaranteed. Wow. They'll go off to the corner. Fucking each other, and then I get Alexa
yeah.
to myself.
Yeah, the other one would be like Brooklyn Brawler, you know, if I need to like feed someone to a bear.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Hans the Mole
Man. Has to be the brawler.
Sure. Hans the Mole Man Hart, do you think a superstar is less protected if a match ends with a distraction, finishing move, pin instead of a distraction, roll up? I don't know. A distraction, a finishing move, a pin instead of a distraction. And a roll up.
What do you think is more detrimental to a superstar? They get distracted and then hit with a finisher?
Yeah.
Or they get distracted and rolled up?
Oh, roll up is worse. Because yeah. you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I guess.
Roll ups yeah. suck.
Yeah.
You look like a fucking tool for winning with one and losing. Because they just do it too much. Roll ups yeah. used to be okay, but they do it all the fucking time.
Right.
Now.
Well, it's one thing like where True. It's like a schoolboy where you're kind of like tied up.
Yeah.
If I just like kind of grab your crank and roll you over.
Your what?
Your crank.
Your crank.
Your crank, and then you
bust a nut.
And yeah. then you roll them up.
Well, you might. Maybe that's why they can't kick out.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, God, you're grabbing my dick.
It may be.
Yeah.
Carlos Ramirez, can SmackDown afford getting legends now? If so, can we go back in time to 2004 when I couldn't afford cable to watch Stone Cold, Mick Foley, and The Rock on Raw? Mm. Oh, like just bring them.
Yeah, but you don't want like old legends like just hanging out.
That's all they do now if they bring legends. They just hang out.
There used to be a Legends Lounge?
Yeah, that's right.
And
Randy Orton murdered all of them.
Yeah.
Sent them all to AEW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christian, Ric Flair, Big Show. All
I know.
Yeah. There's your legends.
Mark Henry sent all of them to AEW.
Right.
Shawn Michaels is the only one left, I think.
Well, I mean, with NXT going under changes.
Yeah.
He may be next.
Wow. Oh, my God. Shawn Michaels, newest member of our next YouTube show.
Yeah.
Alex Verduzco, who do you think's the first AEW talent to jump ship to WWE?
We've gotten this a million times.
Yeah, like last week we got this one.
Yeah.
So
especially on the NXT podcast.
Right.
Someone like
Hangman Adam Page.
Lance Archer.
Yeah.
Someone like that. Yeah, who Vince can, like bad. A big guy.
He was already there.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, no. So, like, I was watching a thing on him, and, like, he had this, like, gnarly beard and long hair. And Vince is like, cut your hair, clean it, shave that beard.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be a monster, and he's, like, this clean cut, like, combed hair guy. Like,
that's a good one, though, because he's a monster, and AEW doesn't like tall people. So,
yeah.
I would pick him. I think that's a good pick.
That's a good
They've one. All been in WWE for 2 minutes at some point.
That's true.
Yeah. Even the Young Bucks, where they fucking. Were fake DX.
Yeah.
I just fucking saw that like a couple weeks ago and I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know that was the Bucks this whole time.
Right.
And then they beat him up.
In the program from the TNA show I went to, the Young Bucks in there, I think they were like 12 or something. They were wrestling for them.
Right.
Michael Ha, so Kevin Owens is obviously going to get released for a month, then get rehired and join NXT to eventually become champ again, right?
Yeah.
We could only hope.
Maybe. Please?
Jake Baker with Nia and Charlotte shooting on each other. Will Queen of the Ring just be the women's Brawl for All?
Yes.
Oh, my God, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Do it, but just let it be Nia and Charlotte, and that's it.
What a train wreck.
Yeah. Because who else?
They could both get injured and not wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
Rimo, since WWE is basically written as a cartoon at this point, what do you think about the idea of them making an adult animation Dragon Ball Z type cartoon show with WWE wrestlers? They can add in all the magic they want, and Goldberg, Undertaker, and even Hogan can stay young looking forever.
I swear to God, if you produce something else I have to watch in a week, I'm out!
I would watch that. That would just be one of my like free time
shows.
Hey,
make sure you watch Rampage before the AEW. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Wait, isn't that Friday night? What do you do on Saturdays now?
No, I'm just kidding.
Don't you play that on your phone like every time we're about to start the show?
What?
Like at some WWE thing where they're shooting lasers at each other and stuff?
No.
Some game.
It's a Marvel game.
I know, but there was a WWE one too.
Oh, yeah. It kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Dee Barry, why does Nia suck so much? And why did she steal Raquel Gonzalez's finisher?
Who knows why? She did it way worse, though.
Yeah,
who knows? I was going to bring that up in news. They did a collaboration, Up, Up, Down, Down, with my game. So they have, like, a little mini quest, and it's, like, easy as shit. But, like, they had, like, the people of Up, Up, Down, Down playing it. They sucked.
Yeah, sure.
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo, how much are you looking forward to Dominik and Rey versus Goldberg and Torque at WrestleMania? There's another option.
Not the day.
Did you say Dominik?
Well, that's how he spelled it.
Oh, okay.
I meant, yeah, Dominik. Obviously. Angelo Boniello, when Karrion Kross dresses for the ring each week, what do you think crosses Vince McMahon's mind? Here's my guess. He included some audio.
Wait. It turns me on.
Oh my god.
All right, so that's going to be a clip every time there's a new NXT call up.
Oh my god. Like I said, the soundboard will be all Vince one day.
It will.
It's incredible.
Jesus.
It turns me. You thought the worst was over. It turns me on.
It turns me on.
That's how he gets off.
Come here, Jim.
Drove Doshi, serious question. How do you book the new age of monsters, Commander Aziz,
Shanky,
and Omos, or are they just too big to do anything?
They're way too big to do anything.
They're just not talented enough.
And they're not menacing at all.
Like, Braun Strowman is a good monster. He's talented, you know? Like, you could do something with him. These guys are not good at anything.
No. Right.
That's the extent, is like they're bodyguards. That's the extent you could use them for.
Yeah.
Yep.
Eric, who has the better body, Zelina Vega or Sasha Banks? That's like a coin flip.
Sasha to me.
They both have like.
The deciding factor for me is the belly button.
Oh, that's fair. All right, that's fair. I guess Sasha.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, if you're splitting hairs at this point.
Vega's got an Audi?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's kind of like, it's Audi, but not quite Audi. It's kind of
weird.
It's
like a halfsies.
That's really hard.
I mean, at this point, you're splitting hairs, so you might as well just.
Her belly button's uncircumcised.
All right.
No, you know what? Vega? No, I'm still choosing Vega. Uncircumcised? Yeah.
Uncircumcised belly button.
I don't know, Eric. I don't know, Eric. I'd still do her. She looks pretty good right there.
I'll choose Keebler. What was the question?
Dan Hankinson and kayfabe, why would there be kendo sticks under the ring? Because the wrestlers put them there before the match.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because they're smart enough for that.
Right. They sneak out in hoodies.
Right. Fosse 32, do you think it would make Raw and SmackDown more enjoyable if you had a drink for every time they say superstar? Yeah, because you'd be passed out 30 minutes into the show.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And you don't have to watch it when you're unconscious.
Mannix, Theobot, I don't want this to happen, but here's my prediction. Goldberg defeats Lashley and Saudi to go on and face Roman at Survivor Series, champ versus champ, since their WrestleMania match never happened. Yeah, Joe, that's right. Yep, Lashley.
No.
He's against it for sure, yeah.
Jason Dearham, so does Eva Marie get best dressed or does her camel toe get the award?
Jesus.
Wow.
Really,
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
JB Mulligan, considering how risky these moves are, would you rather take a buckle bomb from Rollins, a jackhammer from Goldberg, or anything from Nia Jax?
Buckle bomb from Rollins.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even close.
Right. What would be second there?
That's the question.
Yeah, the jackhammer or anything from Nia.
I'm not letting Goldberg lift me up anywhere. I'll try to take Nia's slap.
Just let Nia slap you around.
Right, yeah.
Jordan Nardo Lilo, what do you think WWE's endgame is? Example, AEW is using their vets at big names to build younger guys. WWE is pushing the same tired storylines and talent. You think Vince has a long-term plan outside of potentially selling, or do you think he's just treading water?
I don't think Vince thinks past the next week's Raw.
No, he clearly doesn't.
No.
There's nothing. Yeah, because he changed it.
He changed everything.
The end game is he's just going to come out with the Infinity Gauntlet and be like, well, that's the end of me.
I'm taking you all with me.
And everyone's gone.
No, if Disney actually ever buys it, that's what they do. Someone just walks out with the gauntlet and just goes, you're welcome. And they snap. And everyone's different. Like, everyone's just a different character, different name.
Yeah.
There's better everything.
It's Josh Brolin. Just get Josh Brolin to do it.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
You're welcome,
I'll
fans.
Do it. George Lee, did you catch CM Punk on the last episode of Heels? The show's pretty good.
I haven't watched it yet.
It
I don't have
Punk is on heels?
Stars. Yeah. Yeah.
As Punk?
No. No.
He has a character.
It's on Stars. I don't have Stars.
It doesn't look good.
Looks can be deceiving.
Maybe I'll try. Yeah, that's true. That's
someone
true.
Sign up for like a 7-day free trial once the whole
Give
season.
Us your Stars login.
Yeah, we won't stars. Tell.
Guy?
We won't tell anyone yet.
Yeah. Does anything else get you Stars, like any other of the subscriptions?
I know you can get it with Amazon Prime. Mm.
If you have Amazon Prime, then you get Stars?
You don't get Stars, but you can,
Get
it
get
through.
That's okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, the football season starting. I don't think I'll have much time to watch. But
correct.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all for the show. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @WrongWrestling. Also, follow Hollywood Hog Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay.
And get it, because that's coming soon. And then get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And join the Patreon, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. Brackets, all the pay-per-view recaps, NXT, AEW.
Yeah.
SummerSlam 2005 next week.
We're doing 3 special Patreon-only episodes next month.
For September.
That are just bonus shows. That's
this
not going to include.
By the time you hear it, it's September.
Well, yeah.
3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
just
not going
to make up for August.
AEW. It's not going to include NXT.
Right.
That's on top of
and yeah,
the monthly pay per view.
All Out is this Sunday. So yeah, that recap will be up there as well.
Wow.
Look at all that content.
There's a lot of stuff that we got to do. So
yeah.
We'll see you there.
All right.
Okay.
Just a troll.